Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
And I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki. How you guys doing?
Always joined by Kiki.
Great.
So, in Senor Wolfer's class... Shout out to Senior Wolfers. He broke his wrist, so Godspeed. They're starting to teach programs, and here is the general layout of the programs that they're teaching. Substance abuse prevention, puberty, understanding changes, and human reproduction and embryology.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 10.
What the fuck?
Wait, is this too young to be...
A little weird.
...teaching them this?
Wait, like, is that all one class?
Well, it's in different stages.
But how does it, what's the one, something about changes?
Yes.
Noticing changes?
Yes. So basically.
That's code for fucking tranny shit.
Well,
no,
I went to curriculum night and I made sure that they weren't teaching
hair
this
on
stuff.
Your dick and,
well, yeah, but I mean, it seems kind of young, doesn't it? Like, you'd think they would wait till middle school to do this kind of stuff. And they won't let you opt out of it. I tried to opt out of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a required course.
For like a 10-year-old?
Deemed by who, though?
That's to say, I'd have to talk to, like, more parents or even, like, our parents and be like, did we go through that shit when we were 10?
I remember.
Well, no, we didn't.
No, we did.
We were 10.
No, not we were 10, but we had, what was it? Like,
sex ed in high school.
Yeah, but it wasn't, it wasn't called sex ed, it was something else, and they basically
it was called sex ed when I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was called,
too. You and Ed having sex.
I remember talking about the, you know.
Well, yeah, reproductive.
Beating your meat in the playground.
Stuff like, well, like.
Everybody talking about different styles they got.
That's your memoirs?
Beating meat in the playground.
Guys, check out this new move I got.
I think I remember some older kids saying, yeah, man, you should try this. And da, da, da. I'm like, what the fuck is
try
he
what?
Talking about? Beating off.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is he talking about?
But you know what, though? You do learn. Nowadays, kids are forced
into.
It
went right over my head at the time.
It's forced.
Well, yeah, because it's like, man, what the hell is this? Yeah.
Well, it's like they say that most kids by 13 years old have already watched hardcore pornography. Compared to when we had to find a book or shout out to Big Lair Van Winkle.
he had the box.
Dude, not a box. When we lived down the street, it was under the sink.
Oh, really?
And they were stacked high. Oh, my God. And we would go in there, and I remember looking at it. I was like, holy. I mean, he didn't hold back. Some cherries. Some hustlers.
Oh.
I was like, what the hell is this stuff?
Oh, I remember going down to the basement every time there'd be a few of us. We'd be like, go get some porn. Go get some porn. We'd be watching
sharing
porn
in the mags. We're watching a video with the boys. But it's not like that anymore. There's no like
the old VHS.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's at every kid's fingertips.
Dude,
man.
Even when he's on fucking YouTube, like suggestive shit comes up. Even with parental controls, they circumvent
still,
it.
Yeah,
sure they do.
Which is crazy. So it's like I tell my ex, I'm like, I want to know more about this.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so I email them, and then they send me another email back saying that it's a pre-recorded presentation of what they're going to teach. So somebody went through the curriculum, recorded it, so the parents could see what they're doing.
Wow.
And I'm like...
Well, at least that's good. Are they showing this
to
you?
But how is it going to deviate from that?
You know what I mean? Right. Teacher could freestyle.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
This is what we're showing the parents.
And she's in the tiny hat club. So,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to go on there?
Toss her a couple shekels.
You go,
maybe she'll, here's the
scoop. You know what I told, I told Senor Wolfers, I was like, you know, this is what I want you to do. You know, get a good job, find a good, nice house, get some guns, and marry a white woman. And his mom is like, why are you telling them this stuff? I'm like, we need to teach this kid this stuff now. Because
honestly, they're
making everything way more acceptable.
Well, no, I didn't hear that shit when I was a little kid. Mm-mm. I wish I did, because that's like, dude, that's when your mind is, you remember that shit.
Well, it's crazy how other races are so racist towards us, but then it's like, you know, it's the whole meme of, you know, we're gonna move away from you people. Well, that's racist. But why do you keep on doing? You know, like we're gonna stay here. That's gentrification.
That's racist.
Well, now we're gonna move. Well, that's racist. You know,
yeah,
you're
I
like,
know.
You
it's
just can't
dumb.
Win.
You can't.
You know, and for statistics, as we go, we could look at numbers on crime, It is definitely, it's not like it's completely crazy. You could see the amounts of, you know, what's going on here,
now, what races. It's not like you even have to, like, crunch numbers.
No.
You just look at something, it's like, oh, wait a minute, yeah, that one stands out.
Well, they break it down for you, what race commits the most crimes, what kind of crimes, who they...
Yeah, and it's not even close.
No, it's not at all.
I'll tell you
excuse
what.
Excuse me.
You, some Koreans, I mean, what, they're all basically Christians.
Yeah.
For the most part. Mexicans, they're Christian. They're both even, pretty good in my book.
Even though Shekelbaum is running Mexico right now.
Well,
isn't that crazy?
Well, they...
Absolutely.
Yeah. She paid out some money to the cartels.
I think it's just... Well, yeah, because they work hand in hand. We talked about that, about Escobar working with the IDF and the... With Israel. So, I mean, it's all the same thing. It's all... Because now we got Mayorkas here, and now we got her there. It's like, nah, they got secure control over this border. And they're just running amok. I showed Larry a video today. I should have shown you before of the border guards. They use paintball guns with pepper balls in them, and they're hitting
pretty
the
funny.
Illegals now coming over.
Really?
They were doing that today at
about
the because they have like a little ramshackle fence set up. And like I was telling Larry, put dams on the side, put crocodiles or gators in there. There we go.
That's one of
Where's my Nobel Peace Prize?
That's one of, well, that's one of Trump's best ideas.
Yeah, I'm a Nobel laureate now.
He's like, throw the gators in the Rio.
Thanks, Larry. And you're a Rhodes Scholar.
Hey, did I ever tell you guys about
the... videotape this shit.
Hey, did I ever tell you the one about the hairstylist and the... the manicurist and the dentist that got married?
Is this a joke?
They fought tooth and nail.
I mean,
I thought he's going for the serious this,
right into the wall.
That was pretty fucking good.
I don't know about that.
Jesus. My dad wrote that.
But yeah, no, so what do you call it? So the way that, like, I don't know if this is, because like you said, none of us can remember when we were introduced to this stuff. So I don't know if it's kind of young to be teaching this stuff.
Well, I can remember, I exactly remember when they told us about it in school.
Okay, what grade were you? How old were you?
Sixth or seventh grade, I think.
Okay,
sixth.
So 13?
Sex
something
education.
Like that. Something like that. Yeah. So this is a little bit young, I think. But
like, well, no, like six or seven's not 13, is it?
Oh, six or seven? Well,
eighth
grade.
Like
something
eighth
like
grade,
that, yeah.
So
12, something like that, which is crazy.
So they're starting a little, well, hey, these kids are hitting puberty a lot younger nowadays.
Well, actually,
the
they're not.
The girls
actually,
are.
Well, they actually show because they were talking about the fluoride. The fluoride completely ruins your body.
Yeah.
And it's lowering your testosterone, your ability to reproduce. Like, all, it's funny. Jones was saying all this stuff.
Oh, no, dude, the fluoride. Mm-hmm. So check this out. The fluoride and cholesterol. So cholesterol
is the biggest lie.
Well, no, cholesterol helps produce testosterone.
Yeah,
and
it
now
breaks, yeah.
Everybody's
also,
on vegetable oils and
cholesterol,
shit.
Seed oils and shit.
Yeah, it's not good.
The material that your brain lining is made out of is cholesterol.
Yeah. So you need
it's healthy,
cholesterol.
But that's another scam that they taught us. It's like the food pyramid.
Well, like by
just
going
like,
on those statins, you're drying your brain out.
Well, yeah, but it also does a myriad of other things also.
Well, right. I'm
like,
just
it's
saying
not,
that's one of them now.
I mean, and then now you're mixing that with SSRIs and all this other stuff.
Oh,
and this like culmination did like that.
And you wonder why fucking
say,
people are nuts.
I want to say fuck SSRIs. Every person, all my friends that were ever on those things fucking killed themselves, man. So
well, they showed the thing with the school shooters also. That,
that
they're on
shit
some,
is,
sort of,
is fucked.
Some sort of regimen of these pills and these drugs.
I'm no doctor,
that,
but I know
no,
a lot of my
and,
friends, they killed themselves.
I'm going to tell you right now, you just need to eat healthy and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they suggest. Even...
And touch yourself every once in a while.
Well, that's good for your prostate, too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they tell you. I mean, everything that we've been taught is a lie. Everything that the government does to
everything.
Us is to kill us. It literally, I mean, they're adding fluoride
to hold
water
us back.
For your
yeah.
teeth. That's what they said.
Yeah.
It's like, get
right.
the hell out of here. Like, that was the thing they used. I mean, they've come up with these things.
Well,
just
if,
like,
if Trump gets in there, JFK Jr. said, I'm going to get rid of all that
RFK.
Shit.
RFK,
yeah, sorry.
That's
all
right. But, yeah, no. And the thing is that... it's like there's a breaking point that they've pushed us to.
Yeah.
You
well,
know what
it's
I mean?
A, it's
like,
a big wake up.
It's like people, like Jones has been talking about this shit. Cooper was talking about all this shit.
They've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, they were ahead of the curve. They knew all this stuff. Plus, they were probably their controlled opposition to some extent. So they're getting fed information and they're pushing it out there. But in all reality, it's like if you do a little bit of research, you could find all this.
It's all right there.
It's public knowledge. All you have to do is just move away from the TV.
Here's the thing, though, Needles.
Educate yourself.
Unlike you, who was a non-believer.
Yeah, 2 years. Well, not non-believer.
Well, but able to admit that, oh, wow.
I was wrong about a lot of things.
But you're, a lot of people ain't that big. And they just the fact that they will have to admit that what they thought was wrong is too fucking much for them to handle.
But some people can't even handle the truth.
But that too. Intelligent people can actually wake up and be like,
"Well, that's how you get.
Well,
that's how you grow."
They said that's a sign of intelligence: is being able to admit you're wrong, listening to other people, and forming your own opinions on things, and not following the herd.
Yeah.
It's so difficult, especially in times of now, to not watch porn, not drink weed, not. Football, sports. It's all bread and circuses.
And Kiki doesn't know. Kiki's not that familiar with No Shirt Nick, but I'm very good at admitting I'm wrong.
Well, the problem is they're stubborn.
With my brother, I mean.
Well, you have to, though. That's a sign. It shows that you have empathy. It shows
sure,
that you're willing. You know what I mean? Like, people are just so unwilling. Well, that's another thing. Conceding to people also. It's like, that's a good point.
And the problem in this world is money controls everything. So it's like, you got to be able to, I can learn from some homeless guy in the street. I can learn something from.
Well, money over morals. That's what it is. Talking about.
You're a poor bum. I can't learn anything from you. That's everybody's
just
fucking
mindset,
man.
Just like we said, Kid Rock, all against Bud Light. They cut him a check. Bud Light for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, then all of a sudden, I mean, who knows if he's had that plane for a while? I mean, Kid Rock is a smart dude, the way he did his music.
Yeah.
But that, I will give him that. I do like his fucking tail fin. Sorry.
Oh, with the middle finger on it.
Here's what I don't like about Kid Rock. Right before he came out, me, this kid Dave, Mary's old boyfriend, Haskey, and... once in a while, I think it was just mostly us three, though. Make these tapes. It was half rock and half rap, and we were called White Trash. And he fucking came out with, like, the exact idea that I already had. And I'm
rap
fuck,
rock.
Man.
Well, wait,
I mean, they
kind of
did that
rock
with...
at all, or?
No, he came up with the... did the genre.
Yeah. He, like, came up with my same idea.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
but you have to remember, Aerosmith and Run DMC did that with Walk This Way. So it's been around for a while. They had the genre. It just never became popular.
Yeah, but I treated it as a joke, and we never, like, seriously were going to release it or anything because it was fucking bad that if anyone heard it, they would want to kill us.
Music is
the words.
So fucking shit right now. The music that we have is just garbage.
It
really is. Like,
you know, there's a couple decent bands out there nowadays.
Well, you have to search.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not many.
Well, here's the thing. Why do you think I still make albums? Do you think, you know, I got fans that are in the low hundreds. Nobody fucking cares. I do it because I need to hear a new fucking album for myself.
Yeah. Well, and you've been a musician for how long?
And because there's no money involved, I play exactly what the fuck I want to play, and there's
no
pressure.
Involved, and you want to join that satanic pedophile.
And that's it too, man. That's it too.
Well, dude, who's that redheaded guy, the English or the Irish guy?
Ed Sheeran?
Sheeran, he went on one of those night talk shows, and he told the whoever, the fuck, Jimmy Fallon or whatever, name a song, I'll play it in four chords. Every song is the same damn thing.
It's all ripped off from
Here's
everything.
The thing,
you know,
man.
It's all deviated from the same thing.
Here's the thing, like, Jay's father, you know, Jay, our favorite lady
Shout out, Jay.
Her dad can play about 200 songs on the guitar with just three chords that he knows. And then, like, the other three chords, he could play another 200.
See, that's wild.
And, you know, he lives in Wisconsin. He goes to the local bar. He's a big fucking hero. He pulls out his 70-year-old guitar, and it's got holes in the top like Willie Nelson and shit. And
he fucking
drinks for free, and they love him. And, you know, he does his thing, and he barely fucking knows how to play. Where those chords are ruts dug out in the neck. Because that's the only spot.
It's all about practice. You just got to practice, just like anything. Anything worth doing, you got to practice at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 10,000 hours. But, you know, here's the thing. Now all these companies, now there's a Korean music companies because all these K-pop bands are so huge.
Yeah, which
they're
is
buying
crazy.
Music books of all, like, Pink Floyd just sold
their catalog.
Yeah, the catalog. All these people are selling, like, Kiss. So now, these companies that own those catalogs, they can take those songs
and do whatever they want.
And, like, turn them into pop songs now. And
chop them and which and should slice be good. Whatever slice,
and that's
they
what
want.
They're gonna do. It's yeah. easy. These like okay. These songs work.
And that's
we know
smart.
For sure.
Yeah, but
it's
good.
Actually really smart.
Like,
but
here's what one time David Bowie made a great fucking deal with the publishing. He sold all his things for one lump sum for the next 10 albums that he was gonna make.
No,
so he took all the money at once. And then the fucking guy only made like 4 more albums under that contract, but cashed
they
in
probably
huge,
made, yeah, they,
man.
Well,
yeah, smart.
I mean, there's ways
he's like,
around
fuck
that,
it,
yeah.
I'll just take it in one lump sum and not get paid the next, because, you know, it was an astronomical amount of money.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's, you can make so much
money. So
this will
segue good into this thing that we're going to do then. So Larry's getting ready to start a new band. And we were talking
tomorrow.
About this in on our group chat.
But don't fear the 200 or 300 fans that love Catachronic out there, because we're not ending in that.
Okay. What do you want to name the band, Larry?
Well,
no. What did you tell us you wanted to name the band? The Dirty. old
fucks.
Okay, I don't like that at all.
Well,
there shouldn't be any curse words in it. It kind of black balls you, puts you into a corner.
Well, we're definitely
really
punk though.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I actually like it.
Okay.
I do like it.
Mary
liked it. We looked it up, too. There's two bands that are called that. So what I did was...
Oh, are there?
Yeah. So what I did was I came up with some alternative band names.
Mm.
And I want you guys to vote on them and see which ones you like, all right?
Okay.
So I got 10 of them.
Great.
All right.
These are
so the
be
first
good.
One is ZZ Bottom and Top.
Okay.
I mean, and you got to grow your pubes out long, like the beard.
Here's the thing.
the pubes sticking out of your zipper. Do you like that?
That's good.
Okay,
that's good.
There we go.
That just added to
what do you think of
it,
that
yeah,
one, Larry?
Well, but I mean,
you can wear Merkins.
Yeah, but people might.
You know what a Merkin is?
No.
It's a fake pube.
It's fake, yeah.
That
okay.
they use in movies.
So you're going to have a ZZ Top pube.
Well, but
instantly.
What I would think was the sound of the name might. People might think we're more of a country band and be disappointed.
I don't think so.
Well,
I think
fuck them. They're not going to be disappointed if they come.
You guys
see
are
the, yeah.
okay.
They see the
okay.
American.
Two dudes, one guitar. I wrote these in 5 minutes too yesterday, which is great.
Okay, well, there's four.
You know
of
what
us
two, and... two girls in one cup is?
No.
What you've
four?
Never?
Wow. Tell me,
okay.
Wow.
He. Oh, that's the thing. He's never seen movies. He doesn't know.
Okay.
I'm an old guy.
And what?
Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly.
You want to? You want to explain?
This is real. I'll let you.
This is old school too. This is so.
When old school? What do you mean? Like
this is
old
like
school
the,
internet.
This is like the first thing that went viral.
Yeah,
like,
this is like
everybody.
Give me that little ass
so
shit,
like,
this one?
No,
this one right here. Man. So basically,
oh, dude.
There's two women.
Two
uh-huh.
smoking hot
very,
women.
Very attractive women. And there's a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they proceed. No.
Okay.
They proceed to number two into it.
Ugh.
Like, this is real.
And then, well, it's been, I don't want to burst your bubble, but it's been.
No.
Debunked.
No.
I know.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
My.
It's real. Don't worry. It's real.
And
it's
then, real. And then they proceed to.
Defecate.
Well, I already said they defecate, but then after they defecate, they both share that cup of tea.
And they're smearing.
You know what? I think
yeah.
I have seen that.
So,
I just wasn't familiar with the slang
the
title.
Name.
Yeah.
So, two dudes,
I just
one guitar.
Thought it was, I just thought it was gross. Okay.
All right.
So, you know what? I mean, half the people won't get it because I didn't get it, but
so,
I could see where you like that.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Hunter's
it sounds
the
like
gay bar
gay.
Favorite band of 2024.
Wait,
what?
Hunter's, you know, the gay bar?
Yeah.
Favorite band of 2024.
Well, maybe people think that it's Hunter Biden
no,
and they'll bring blow.
No, this will so be in parentheses.
Cool.
Yeah. The famous gay bar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Hunters.
At an asterisk.
Yeah. It'll be at the bottom of every album.
So what that's not bad. Handhole, manhole.
I see a pattern here.
You know what?
No, well, they're all fun. They're all gay. Well,
here's the thing, though.
Are.
We want to...
He's like all serious.
We
want to
attract
right.
some fucking.
I know,
sluts.
You're not going to use any of these. I just came
I
up
know,
with
okay.
some. I mean, have some fun.
So
Jesus, man.
I'm having
all
fun.
Serious.
I'm having fun.
Guy turns into Rick Rubin all of a sudden.
I'm playing my part, man.
Yeah.
I'm playing the straight man.
I mean, there's got to be a. Is there? There's a girl.
Says the gay man.
Is there a girl band called like Gutter Sluts? Because I think that would be
I mean, probably, because that's
there
pretty...
There might be, actually.
I'd like to go see them.
That doesn't really... Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? If you came up with it...
For a while... For a while,
me... Hey.
Wait, for a while, when I was hanging out with those punk chicks, and we were going to gigs every week, we were seeing a lot of punk bands that were chick-heavy, because these girls were like...
Sounds like a horrible time.
But... Dude, we've seen Citizen and fuck.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you don't talk trash.
They weren't all girl band.
No, I'm just saying here and there, there were some chicks in the band because these girls knew these other chicks.
Yeah, I completely understand.
And
all right.
We saw some pretty good ones with some pretty kick-ass names. Like, Citizen is a great name.
That's a great name.
And when when you fucking see them, it's exactly what the name sounds like is what you get.
Yeah.
They're fucking...
So, number five, Boys at the Pool. With you two and Speedos on the cover.
Yeah.
There's four of us.
What's that?
There's four of us.
Okay, well, then you guys have to share.
Well, share two. Two guys have to stand in the back.
No, one leg in each hole.
Yeah. Like,
wait.
So your right leg and his left leg in one pair of Speedos.
Oh, I see.
That's how you have to play on stage. Oh, that's good.
Glory Hole Lunchbox.
How about portable glory hole lunchbox?
Well, lunchbox
I mean,
is portable.
Yeah, you really don't have. That's kind of a double entendre.
Yeah, it goes with it. Yeah, it goes with it.
Kind of like you, goes both ways. Hey, how old are you? That's the band.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Now that one,
because Larry,
that way he's like
Larry has a predilection to just yell at women. Out
at least I ask them how old they are.
That is kind of decent of you.
That's pretty good. That one made me laugh.
He's actually the
And Needles is always like, "What the fuck are you doing, man?"
Because you're so autistic. Like,
well, dude.
Thank God the train doesn't come by when
they
we're over
look,
here.
Don't they?
No, they I'm lucky don't. It's just not me and Larry in the car.
Yeah, they're getting the license plate. That's what they're doing.
That's where you press the button and the other plate comes down.
Yeah.
The muff diver plate comes down.
Exactly.
Gravel rocks and hard cocks.
Wait, what was the one you just said before that? Hey, how old are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking.
He's right there.
I'm seriously running that by them tomorrow.
That's actually. Hey, you already owe me money for Catachronic. I mean, that's another 25%.
Needles will come up with two of my band names.
That actually is. That's fantastic.
What's that?
Hey, how old are you? With the little comma in there and everything.
Patent pending or copywritten or whatever it takes.
Hey.
This one.
It's timestamped now.
This one. This is one of my favorites. 9 times 2.
And well, there's got to be like a voice in like in German saying it.
You know, like a scratch and sniff. You like push the button.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Say that again.
Say
I don't get it.
Nine.
No.
Times two. Nine.
No times.
No, that's nine. Not no. Nine. But I'm just using the actual. You know how it sounds. 9 times 18.
Two. Yeah. So nine. Oh, number. Nice. But it's not. Yeah.
In the nine in there could be like a double entendre meaning of no, they're not.
Okay, nine I mean, if you really want to look into it to circumvent the laws, Larry.
Well, because I'm looking at...
Depends what country you're in. Yeah, yeah.
Because my lawyer.
Because they would say, for the number nine, they'd say noin.
I know, but I'm just, nine Larry, I know, no, you're breaking this down too much. These are just fictitious band names.
It's just a fun time.
Yeah,
name.
I mean, these aren't...
And you actually may get a band name
you know
and then
fucking...
my favorite... Mime Kampf.
Well, that one.
And I mean, I have to explain this one.
Dude.
Because it literally, I was just digging a trench and it came to me and I had to get it out because it.
Seriously,
is...
now listen.
I wish there was a camera
wait, let me
on
explain
you.
Explain what it is.
Let me stop. And after that, I'm going to tell you the concept I have for the album.
Well, let me explain what it is. So basically, it's mimes, but with Hitler makeup. And
no, I was thinking of like white face, but the mustaches.
Well, yeah,
that's
there's not really
like
too much you can do that makes it look like Hitler.
Yeah, you
what
put
are you
the white
do?
Face.
I mean, you guys could dress up like soldiers, SS soldiers, or the Luftwaffe, or something.
Which isn't
like
a bad idea.
No, not at all. But that would be very funny. Just a guy on the side, like doing the Roman salute.
And now,
just as a mime.
It means my struggle, right?
Mein Kampf.
Right.
Yes.
But okay, so it could be. The struggle of being a mime, like the guy's trying to get gigs and he's, you know, his life is terrible. And
he lost his voice.
It'll be like It'll be like the Who, Tommy. It'll go through this mime's life. Where by the end, you know, he's excited to become...
So the whole album's like a rock and roll opera.
Right. He's excited to become a mime, and then by the end, he's fucking blowing his brains out in some hotel room. You know what I mean?
No, or like he's trying to find... He did so much drugs, he sold his soul to the devil, and now he has to get his voice back from the devil.
You can go many directions.
He's like the ultimate mime. He's like a mime. Was that Pagliucci? Oh, shit.
It was Pagani. No,
That's crazy.
He learns his first set.
Marcel like Marceau?
No, it's a joke that they say. Like a guy goes to the doctor, says, I'm very depressed. The doctor says, oh, you should go see Pagliucci. He's in town. And the guy's like, I am Pagliucci. Because he makes everybody else happy.
I see.
I'm totally butchering
that. That is a good one, though. Mime Kampf.
Yeah, nine.
So you check this out.
That's good, too.
And then, so yeah, Mime Kampf is definitely...
Mime Kampf is in the running, and so is Hey, How Old Are You? Or I just might get a t-shirt with that.
I mean, that's at least an album name. and a song. I mean, that's worth some stuff right there.
All right, so that was, I don't know.
I wanted to blurt that out yesterday at the Krav testing to that girl.
Hey,
how old are you?
How old is your mom?
Yeah, right.
The mom taking the picture was
yeah.
She was good looking, man. Usually, you know, it's some ogre, or some horrible fucking.
Well, nowadays, yeah. She
was a skinny, like Asian women, Hispanic.
The amount of people that are overweight is astounding. Like, listen, I'm not an Adonis at all, but like that are like overweight is very alarming. Like, this is where we're heading to. It's like Idiocracy, the movie, that it's just crazy.
I was thinking about
diabetes.
I was thinking about it from the Krav class when I'm holding pads for no matter who it is, even a weak puncher. I realize I am the lightest fucking person in there except for Maya, and it's crazy because...
Why is it crazy, Larry?
Well, because I don't even want to say how much I weigh because it's almost embarrassing, but...
Let's just say you wear a women's small t-shirt.
Exactly, but the...
People think
I'm skinny and I'm even a little flabby. That's how fat everybody is.
But here's
is.
The deal. Yeah, if fucking Steamboat came at you, he could manhandle you no matter how much shit, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing,
though. If they know how to hold themselves, it's always going to be your body mass and how big you are, no matter.
Which does suck.
But, you know what I mean? If you get in fucking six hits before he knows what the fuck happened, that's the key.
But I'm also
you hit him in the throat.
Yeah, if somebody nuts first, always, you know what I mean? Yeah. Then they bend down, knee to the head.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If a guy that big like Bobby is coming at me, my first move is
my finishing
move. The knee. I got to fucking put him down right away because he's going to kill me otherwise.
But if he's charging at you, if he gets a hold of you, then you're in trouble. The problem is to neutralize him right away and as quickly as possible. You know, any open joints, groin area,
I'm like a cheetah, not for a long time, but for a quick burst, I can get away from a guy that big. Catch my breath.
But that's where
you're using your inhaler, and he's got the inhaler in one hand and the oxygen.
You know what?
I
haven't been needing it, man. Here's the thing. Mary has been smoking again. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Just getting secondhand smoke is making me not be able to breathe. Tobacco ain't good for you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, tobacco's fucking brutal.
Okay, it's fun, and I love it.
Should we play a game?
Let's do it.
Yeah, this guy, speaking of which, this guy I knew from my old job played a game. He went to play bingo. He comes back from bingo the next day. He's like, dude, first time playing, I won $5,000. I'm so fucking happy. I'm gonna
Bingo's
go play.
Winning $5,000. Yeah. Holy!
Or no,
fuck.
I think he won $1,000. He
is
goes,
this
"I'm
a
gonna
joke,
go."
Or is this
no,
a story?
This is a story. And he goes, "I'm gonna go play the fucking lottery." He comes back to work the next day. He's like, "Dude, that's when he won the $5,000."
Damn.
He goes, "I'm gonna fucking ask out that hot looking Indian chick at the desk. I'm feeling so lucky." He comes back into work next day, cartwheeling. He's like, "Dude, I got he's so happy. He's
that's
like, I got
approved.
A blowjob." I got a blowjob from that Indian chick, and it was the best blowjob I've ever got. I'm like, holy shit. And he's like, and better yet, I scratched off that little dot on her head and won another $10,000.
I mean, all of that or something.
Hey, man, that's content.
I was that's got.
I thought it was a real story. At
that's
first,
what I know.
Like,
that's why I
Indian
knew
women
right
aren't
away.
That easy. Indian women.
I knew right
easy.
Away because know, he can't tell a story like that. He's like you. Forgets halfway through, starts telling another story.
Dude, I am the worst
next
storyteller.
Thing, I know you are.
But I'll tell you what.
Too, the retarded orb.
I'm a good man. I give half my money to charity. And when she's not
yeah,
working,
I, was gonna say,
I
yeah.
give it to Destiny.
I got to say one thing.
Oh, man,
this
now
is
you
a,
started it.
No, I'm going to tell I'm gonna give Kiki a compliment. My dad and practically everyone I introduced you to, only like the first or second time meeting you, I like that kid. He's real cool. And I was like,
that's why I keep him around.
So, and you know what? If my mom or dad says that, because they usually
don't judge
say
a good
shit.
Character. Older
yeah.
people,
you know what I mean?
Did I tell you what? When I was younger, all my goody friends, any drugs or shit were around, I would have to take the blame because the parents always liked me.
Liked you so much.
Yeah. So then they're like, well,
I was the kid they hated.
Except at Ma Lehman's house.
Yeah,
did
no.
not care. So then we're going to play a game right now.
Oh,
we don't
cool.
usually, so we're going to do a fuck, marry, kill. Do you know how to play this, Larry?
I'll catch on.
Fuck, marry, kill. Can you do one?
Who is she?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to give you three women, and then
you
have
one?
To fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Right, oh, ready? Fuck, marry, kill. I thought it was a lady
no.
named Mary Kill.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi, Killary, or Camel Toe?
No, I pick one. Which one the fuck?
That's
kill.
What I was waiting for. Right?
Okay, Jesus.
Now we can go through
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
Wait, slow
I know,
down.
I know.
Slow down.
I know
Let's
who
talk
I
want to
marry,
through.
Though. Here's my.
Okay,
here's
and I
want to
hear your thing.
Theory
all,
on this.
I think we're all going to have to come to a general consensus.
Nancy Pelosi, you marry because. She's going to die gay. Soon anyway, and she's got a ton
of
fucking money.
She's a reptilian.
She's got the stock tips, though.
She already told us she's a reptilian,
and
she's cold-blooded.
And she had some great cans when she was growing up.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
And her husband's a Fanuc.
Right.
But he might want to watch. He's probably into that stuff.
Whatever. She's got lots of stocks, as long as I don't have to touch the fucking weirdo. And second of all,
I don't know, though. She's let me tell you, her stock tips.
Killary
and fucking Kamala.
Well, I guess...
I already got this one figured out.
Well, I wouldn't want to fuck Killary.
No,
she's a dyke. She's
you know
a dyke.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're all
she
talking...
wouldn't want to fuck me anyway. She's a dyke.
But that's
well, not
the
about
thing.
If she
yes,
wants to
Larry.
Fuck
it's
you.
Not about. Yeah. It's this is all fictitious, Larry.
I understand.
You know
and
what
this
I mean?
Is,
but think about it. If somebody was fucking, if somebody
I,
cuts you off in traffic, she's gonna have him killed.
Yeah, this is a no brainer for me. No brainer.
Yeah, Bill's gonna be bringing Steve.
I hear.
Bill's gonna be bringing his own. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus.
Right here. This logic makes a lot of sense. I'm good.
Okay,
with
here
right
we
here.
Go.
Let's get right
on. Here's our logic with the Pollock.
Yeah. Or fucking Kamala.
Pollock logic.
Fucking Kamala. She sucked her way to the top.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she knows her way around a Willie. Willie Brown.
We're marrying Hillary. Bill fucked everybody.
Yeah.
He's still alive, and she kills everybody around to protect
him.
I want
to see Frazzle drip.
Yeah, so it's like, and that's all the other perks that comes with it.
Yeah,
so you're marrying Hillary.
Well, that doesn't mean you're safe because you marry her.
Look
you
at
think
Bill.
She won't kill you because...
Bill's still alive and look at all the shit
but if she needs him.
They both
need
each other.
Me. Well, she needs me. And then Pelosi, off with the head.
Yeah, she's definitely the most... Which is so funny because it's like...
Yeah.
Even though the most despisable of all of these people.
Hillary,
even,
for sure.
I'd rather have... Killary than Kamala as president. Easily.
I don't know,
easily.
Man. I don't know about that.
She's a stone-cold bitch. She fucking... Yeah. You know, she's just like a dude.
I'm sticking with my original order because here's the thing. Not only would Pelosi croak soon and she's got a lot of fucking money,
allegedly,
she probably has a shit ton of fucking
they
pills
all have
that
money.
Get you high and shit.
And adrenochrome.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't... Dude. I'm a Christian. Here's the thing.
You'll
Larry, this is fictitious.
No, but adrenochrome.
You can't separate reality.
Who's
sorry.
Dinging?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I thought I turned it to silent.
You're going to get slapped, fat girl. A piece of pizza comes out of it.
Yeah.
I was laughing the other day on pizza day, thinking that you were eating with one hand, the other hand was getting mad.
Yeah.
So
I want some fat girl. Shut down, shut up left hand.
Yeah.
I say, yesterday we're doing a part of the test was a frontal bear hug, which we never did. And I go to Sonny, what the fuck, man? We never covered this. He's like, and I'm like,
is
don't
that
worry.
What he did? Is
yeah.
that what he did?
And I'm like, don't worry.
Yeah, but it's just a bear hug. You know what to do.
I know.
Fucking squat down, go for the joints.
Well, and
headbutt.
The defense for the bear hug, actually, though, the front bear hug, the guy I was doing with, Liam, it was actually pretty awesome. He's like, I'm going to push your head back on this just to forewarn you. Yeah. I'm like, all right. So he just, right when I got in the bear hug, you know, he did a little move and just pushed
He breaks out.
Well, no, he just pushes. Well, this was like a loose arm.
He looked like Jesus' little brother.
Push your hand back, or head back. Mm-hmm. It worked great.
Right. Yeah,
it's all about positioning and fucking and catching him off guard.
He was a tall dude, too. He had to be like 6'2".
And lowering your center of gravity.
He was like, Jesus, that's little brother.
It's all the same shit.
But who the hell's going to do a front bear hug?
No.
A lot of people will. Really? If you're standing in front of somebody,
I guess,
only if it's a really, really
sick. As soon as they grab you, headbutt.
They're going to slam you off the
head.
Bam!
Knee to the fucking balls. Kick to the fucking
head. Well, if you can get a knee to the balls. But
what he was doing, there's no way they can keep going. Like, if you're sitting...
Oh, well, if he's pushing your head back.
Yeah. Well, if the guy gives you a bear hug and your hand's loose, you can just push his head back.
Well, if your hand's loose,
I mean,
but
he's got to let go.
Over the arm, you know what I mean?
But they got sneak you pinned, out.
So shit.
You hope.
But yeah, you could fucking still displacement, just like Aikido, the displacement of energy. And you know what I mean? If you know a little bit about wrestlers, fuck, man, those guys, they'll just pick you up and slam you down.
You
and what the fuck they teach you? They teach you you got to lower your son.
One time when I was a kid, I was smarting off to this kid who was a grade or two younger than me. We were partying, and I said some shit to him, and he was an ace wrestler, and I had no idea. He picked me up over his head, twirled me around, and then fucking dropped me down with my back
with
on
ease.
His knee.
Not even
Jesus
fucking,
And
well,
I'm like,
with ease, though. I need to look at those wrestlers,
and he's like,
man.
You want to say some more shit? I'm like...
And they'll do it quick.
I'm like, I'll never say anything.
So you were being, you weren't just kidding around.
No, he fucking.
It's all muscle memory. It's how you react. You know what I mean? It's all about reaction.
Especially when you're young and you learn that stuff growing up.
It's put into you. So then, then we'll go back to that. So we all agree Kamala, fuck her, right? Because obviously
she
fucked her way to the top.
Yeah, she's got to be good.
Mary Killery.
Killery,
because that'll save a lot of people and yourself.
All right, you know what? If you think about that, saving a lot of other people.
And Bill might fucking.
I don't think they have
like
a sway
anymore. Your buddy after that.
Did you see? Oh man, just to hang out with Bill Clinton would be great. Smoke some weed.
Totally.
He just starts telling you about how he lost the football. Then he couldn't find it.
Hey, how about when Bill went into the McDonald's in the black
in Georgia?
Thought he was Joe. Mr. Joe.
He's like, I'm surprised he didn't smack her.
Problem is, these people, I mean, it's so funny how everybody's disconnected, like TikTok,
he's
Facebook,
shot
all
Bill
this
Clinton.
Stuff, like the reemergence. Oh, well, the reemergence of like Hitler speeches and all this other stuff, like you just, like you said, it's just thrown in your face. And you, what do you want? Depends on
dude,
what you
whenever
want.
I think
of my dad, he's older than those guys.
Your dad looks great.
Seriously.
Yeah, but think about that. Also,
that's what's wild. Your dad looks great, dude.
Think about, let's start
He looks
with,
like he's maybe late 60s. Sorry
to
interrupt.
No, that's all right. No. But let's start in Mena, Arizona, or Arkansas with the Clintons. They've been doing this shit for decades.
Arkansas.
You know what I mean? Like, they fucking...
Numerous decades.
They'll kill little kids over a key of Coke.
Two of them.
Two kids.
Yeah. But what do you call it?
Wait, didn't Bill, I was listening to a pod about Clintons, and they were talking about how he, what the hell is that called when you get some... Oh shit! Some kind of academic scholarship. I forget what it was back then, because he was like a nobody.
You get
an honorary
scholar.
It was a Rhodes scholar. That's what I just called Larry a Rhodes scholar. Yeah, so he got the Rhodes scholar. But
he got the
Rhodes
part right.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I mean? Like that, and just like that video you sent of us with Chelsea and that dude.
Oh yeah,
it was crazy.
She's a dog too, man.
Well, do you know what?
Yeah.
The problem is these people, they don't look, they're just normal looking people.
Yeah, and then when
they're
sell their soul, like they get
calculated.
Punished.
How about this?
They're very sociopathic. Like the way that they think, we will never ever, like think about that, Rumsfeld, all the, you know what I mean? Like these people...
They're 100%
that
about
like,
themselves.
Here's a gun, shoot this person. Yep, no problem. Yeah. All the Gardner power, all for like...
And they get off on the people that will just do whatever for them.
They get off on killing people for no reason. We were, after 9/11, we were dragged into a war that had no weapons of mass destruction that the Tiny Hat Club all perpetrated... Just for us to go in there, so that it is
to do their bidding, to do their
well. That's what we do.
Done.
The goy,
yeah,
the goy
we do the
everything.
Work. We do the heavy lifting.
This isn't new shit. Like this is all old stuff that can be proven. I mean, all of a sudden, as soon as the plane hits the buildings, Osama bin Laden, which most people don't know.
Never
was
heard
CIA
of this.
We need to invade Iraq.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, and then it went from Bush says that they put a memo on his desk, and it was all the countries that they wanted to invade. Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan.
At first it was Afghanistan and Iraq.
And then he came back
a week later. It's like, oh, no, it's not good. We're going to Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Libya.
Like, and he's on stage telling the story, and people are laughing.
Well, and he's like, why?
Because we want the heroin, the oil, the money.
Well, but it's also more trafficking routes. They can do more nefarious shit in these countries because nobody's out there watching. Like, we've talked about.
Well, the other thing, too, about Iraq.
Oh.
I mean, dude, you know all the old shit that they have in Iraq?
Like art relics and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Like,
well, and you know, right when Iraq was...
Well,
it started getting bombed. Their museums...
A wall Jesus leaned on.
Their museums were robbed, and it wasn't robbed by just, like, vandals. Like,
no.
It was calculated.
Well, it's probably the Vatican that comes in at this point. These people... Everybody's... You have to think...
Speaking of calculated fucking weirdos, how about Tim Walls?
He's a total
chomo.
Allegedly, because it hasn't come out yet. Yeah. You're going off of somebody's Twitter post.
Yeah, but you can,
that
like,
probably was on Q, which is a government-run psyop, which has been proven. And I sent you videos, and you still don't believe it.
But if
it hasn't come out yet,
his
then we can't.
Wife though is like. Man, she's a strange.
But here's
bird.
The deal, though. So, which is, I'm going to tell you right now, the band that he takes this kid to go see, the Indigo Girls, which is amazing.
Wait, who did?
Lilith Fair, Tim Walls. He fucking took a 14-year-old boy.
Well, allegedly.
Sucked his dick,
this is
allegedly.
Whoa, Jesus.
Got him drunk, allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Took him to a gay bar.
Allegedly.
This is all allegedly. But he also started this program for gay kids, you know what I mean? Like,
gay kids at school.
And this
school.
Is proven.
Like, when was this?
When he was a teacher,
back in the day
in Nebraska.
Oh, jeez. In Nebraska, of all places?
His partner
and his wife all got resigned on the same day.
They didn't resign. They got voted out 6-0. All three of them. I don't know the guys, but him and his wife, which
weird
is
stuff with
allegedly. So they went to China, though, over 30 fucking times.
33 times.
And this was back in the
them,
this was back in the day,
Tiananmen
too.
Tiananmen Square days, because I was there with them.
Right?
Me and Tim were hanging in Tiananmen Square.
My memory's not that good.
It showed a picture of him with, like, a 14-year-old boy. He's in China, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says, up the yin-yang.
Yeah, and...
Up the yin-yang.
See, I don't believe anything anymore, because everything is a fucking psyop. Who knows what it is? Just like fucking Russiagate.
I wouldn't doubt it that they would pick some dumbass this and not check him out, though. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
But that's the whole fucking thing, man. It's like people are more informed than they've ever been.
But they're all about, they're all about
denying.
Yeah, but
they're so lazy,
deny.
These motherfuckers.
The same playbook over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like when the Bears can't get a fucking yard and running, and then they run again into a lose another yard.
But we do the same fucking bullshit over and over again. Oh, we need to invade this country because they have weapons of mass destruction. When it come to find out, it's they want to get away from the American dollar.
Look
at
how lazy Kamala is. She did that interview on Fox that she knows she's going to do, and she's not even ready for that. She's too lazy to prepare.
I come from a middle-class family.
Right. Yeah, but the problem is it's not laziness. What it does is...
You think you'd prepare for that job to be president,
but it's not even about that.
To me, that's lazy.
Well, to you, that's lazy. The whole thing is she knows the answers.
It's not coming from her heart. The answers are going to be bad.
Dude,
she knows
that. She told everybody to go. I hate talking about politics right now. We're still rolling.
Where do we go off path here?
Because we were talking about Hillary and shit, and then we went through.
Oh yeah, that
was
that.
All
right, we can go back to fuck, marry, or kill.
No, we're already done with that. That's fine. Okay. I mean, we kind of agree. I mean, it was just a fun game that I wanted to play.
I wish AOC was tossed in there.
I wouldn't do that because I know with you, you'd probably say
she's a rag.
I'd cut her up in pieces and keep up the whole thing. But. The problem is, like, you know what? They just do shit right in front of us.
Yes.
They really do. Like, they put this dummy out there, and it literally, Mary and I were just talking about this. It's like Project Monarch and MKUltra. They just beat your head with Trump shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like I said, when I was at Roller's house talking with his neighbor, I took a minute without saying something about Trump, because he's a hardcore Dem, and he can't.
What?
Like... It's so, it's I know they say TDS, whatever.
Yeah, well.
But I'm not, it's just that these, it shows whose minds are the most malleable, you know what I mean?
Like, that's exactly what Kamala did in the interview. We're like, well, what are you going to do to, like, you know, make things better? You've been in office for 3.5 years now. Well, Trump's been running for 4 years. It's like, what the hell?
What does that have to do with
anything? Well, that's the thing. It's like, what is it? But people are like, Trump.
And repeal the 19th Amendment. But because they look at these women and they're like, she's a woman of color and then abort, like these policies, like she tells them on TV, he said, what are your policies? Go to my website. Like,
oh, yeah. It's like,
what the hell is that? Yeah. Like, that is
so it's like you don't know your own policies.
And you know what? And I hate to say this and I'm going to say this and I don't care what anybody says, that women shouldn't be in politics. Oh, my clutch your pearls.
Yeah.
I really don't
Welcome
think they
Welcome to the Larry
should.
Needle Show.
Because, you know, this is
yeah,
my...
Yeah, no,
you
I
know,
kind of agree with you, bro.
You know, because...
They get emotional and...
Well, not even with emotions. It's just that you have to... It's just like Hillary in her pantsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We obviously know she took out JFK Jr. to get that Senate seat.
Right.
But also that... she has, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be in the boys' club.
Right.
So you have to try twice as hard,
right.
Four times as hard.
Yeah.
Like, dude, she totally fumbled Benghazi.
Right.
Like, this is all proven.
Well, I think it was a purposely, you know, she put Crisco on that ball.
But I'm just saying, though, that, like.
They're just counting on no one finding out. She just didn't give a fuck.
That's the whole thing. Like, the funny thing is, you know, with her servers and the email, I mean, they smashed that stuff with a hammer, poured bleach on it. It's like, are you kidding me?
This is crazy.
What, you were doing laundry next to it or something?
Like,
Bleach Bit is the name of some kind of a program that really literally fucking bleaches out your computers and electronics.
Wipes everything.
And wipes
but the whole
completely.
Thing is, she had multiple servers, all of this stuff, so this stuff easily accessible. These fucking people, Whitewater, Oklahoma City bombing. I mean, come on, man. The things that these people get away with that you can look at in 5 minutes, and like I was sending you all that shit about the fucking cloud scene and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you see that sun gun? You missed the sun gun? So the Germans were talking about this, where they would just do like a magnifying glass and concentrate the sun's beams towards the ocean or a state, and it would like a magnet would burn it all.
Oh, jeez.
Makes sense, man.
And this is 30, 40 fucking years ago. So imagine what the hell they're doing now. Look Operation Paperclip.
Yeah.
Like, we brought all these people over here.
And all that technology.
Well, and we
and
like
whatever
were talking
were
about,
on.
Like, how quick is technology advanced?
And all their beliefs.
Like, when we were kids, rotary phone, all of a sudden, cell phone, internet, all this, like, crazy shit that just came out of fucking nowhere.
Well, they said they've had the internet since, I think, the 60s.
Since the 30s.
Well, they've had some sort of...
The government had it, yeah.
Some sort of, I mean, the technology,
thing
I think...
where they communicated between military branches through an internet system was called the horseshoe.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
I'll have to look into that.
Well, they're 100
years behind.
Whatever
they have now, it would fucking blow your mind. I'm sure they got shit that floats and everything else.
Oh, we're way beyond that.
You know,
but I'm just
anti-gravity
saying, you know?
Shit.
The one thing I
fucking...
don't understand, like, even just get back to the presidential race real quick.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the libs are so hardcore about abortion rights right now. It's like...
It's Trump... killing a baby.
Well,
it's murder.
Well, no, I understand that.
It is murder.
But here's the thing. Trump gave it back to all the states, to the voters.
Right.
They get to vote on what they want. They're not leaving it up to the government. And it's
exactly.
Like, what is wrong with that? That's how it's
supposed
to work.
It should be state by state.
Like, people don't understand this. It's
because it's not that they don't understand it. They're getting misinformation, disinformation, false information.
That's
and
the thing.
Well, they don't understand.
They don't. It's like, hey, if you want to live in a state that follows your beliefs, you go move to a state that has your beliefs.
Because you're saying it's so much easier than what says it on the TV. Trump is against this. This person does not want you. My body, my choice. Okay, how about the vaccines? When somebody says that to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, I gotta go.
They say. It's like, well, okay, so then you're just gonna take something. I'm not gonna get into it because we'll get... Actually, you know what? I think we're gonna go on Rumble tonight, so... But So take something experimental, throw it in your body. You don't give a fuck. There's numbers out there that show that this stuff caused miscarriages, this stuff, myocarditis. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff that they put in this stuff, recalling them, doing all this stuff. Young people died suddenly.
No young people that haven't taken it, they're not having any issues. Mm. It's only the people that...
They'd studied like 1.5 million children, I think it was, and they found out that all the ones had like heart palpitations. They had all these things that were wrong with their circular system.
Fuck.
They were getting blood clots at younger ages.
Oh, wait,
all this
and talk about
crazy,
talk about
man.
That. Was it De Niro that was just on a show talking about the vax? Or not this one, but...
He made a movie about it.
But he, isn't he like hardcore against Trump?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's all fucking. Well, if the funny thing is, you notice all these people that are starting to come out against him. So they did that the dinner last night. Was it the Alan
Smith?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
those are some good jokes.
They weren't even jokes. They were truths.
Well.
He went up there and schooled everybody.
We
got to
get out of here.
We
got to get out of here soon because they're going to use a bunch of migrants here.
The problem is like you can lie all you want, but when you start telling the truth, people get scared. Yeah.
What?
Like they get really scared.
It was when he said I like doing something in New York that doesn't require a subpoena.
Yeah.
Even when Chuck Schumer was sitting there,
he's like, "Hey, Chucky, buddy."
He's like, "Hey." Just think of this. You can still be the first woman president. We're so woke, you can become the first woman president.
And he's sitting there,
Schumer had to be so
I mean, the tiny hat club
looked
that
like
was just
a,
involved.
What do you call one of those gargoyles?
Yeah.
Stone thing in a building.
I mean, we're surrounded by fake people, fake food, everything around, fake medicine, fake weather, fake news, fake history, throws cheese on a raw burger. Yeah, well, that was Joe. I love it when Joe, he wasn't even cooking a burger. He wasn't even on. It was still burnt and still gray. And the cheese isn't melted, and I love it. When he goes in on Chucky Schumer about that, that makes me laugh. I mean, fake revolutions, J6, fake fucking spirituality. Everything is fake now.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by every, like, what is real anymore?
People,
they get these influencers out there. And what are they influencing you on? Can't you tell right there that that's a psyop? They're influencing you?
Yeah.
Think for yourself.
They're
break
influencing
free of
the
mold.
Younger generation.
You know, that's
a
bit.
They're paying some of those influencers up to 15 G's to say nice stuff about Kamala.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's fucking. I mean, why
I wish
not?
I wish they'd come to me.
But the problem
I can
is
15 G's.
The problem is that nobody's gonna. You
I
know,
wouldn't
I
do
mean,
it.
Like,
no, yeah,
I no matter what they do, if you give an idiot to do an idiot's job,
they'll do it.
They're still gonna be an idiot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, there's no. What are they doing? Okay, so you push makeup or you do makeup tutorials, and it's like. What is it's so crazy that you have to pay these people.
It's
collusions to some extent because it's probably taxpayer money that they're giving them.
Definitely.
You know, you have to trace all this shit back. It's fucking the amount of money, like we always talk about, how it's all cyclical, like it is with Israel. You know, it starts here, ends there. You know,
Well, speaking of the money, whatever happened to like all the money Biden was given to run for presidency?
And then it went over to her.
Was it able to go over to her? I thought it was.
I think so because she was the vice president, and that's why they coronated her when she had no inauguration.
But the problem is you have to be. I thought you had to be voted in to get that.
Well,
like she
was voted
literally,
in.
No, she
was
not.
But not by, not by the people.
She was ushered in.
Right.
Yeah, she was not voted in.
She skated
in
through some loophole, I think.
I mean, come
on.
They came out with that fake letter with the fake letterhead and not even a real signature, and they're like, yep, okay, everything's cool.
Well, and
like. Our republic, the Constitution is what we uphold to, and they're like, we're going to take freedom of speech.
And then when they had her inauguration, you know, celebration, and what's his name? Who's the guy that?
Oh yeah,
or screams that Chappelle makes fun of, the guy from Georgia.
Oh, Little John.
Little John comes out, and this is who we nominate. And it's like, who's nominating her? Because. Public
now, Lil Jon.
Yeah, I guess so. Right, that's how it works.
Right.
I mean, he was a relic of the past, like all washed up. This is the people that you want. See, the problem is you can actually look at what's going on right now between these two sides and see the degradation of society. like on this side and this side, like what they want to do. They want to, cut your kids' genitals off. They want to let you go to a parade where grown men are doing sex acts on each other. They want to normalize pedophilia. They don't care about this country. They're not just America first.
Pure debauchery.
They will lie to you right to your fucking face on TV. And then there's no recourse.
Smile while doing it.
There's just no recourse. Nope. Nobody calls that, the dude that on Fox, I will say, did a great job because that is a fair interview. But the next day they come out and they're like, he's racist and sexist.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because he tried, has questions.
Well, because he tried cutting her off. She just kept not answering
Excuse
the question.
Me, a black lady's talking.
I'm talking. I'm talking. You know, and that's just her way. It's just one of her stalling tactics. You know, that's just a stalling tactic, a time killer.
Well,
and
it's,
like,
it's a filibuster.
Yeah,
that's what
it is. It's like.
With no. And it's like, it's a
word
circle.
Okay, well, then shut up and talk then and say the fucking answer.
Think about, oh man, imagine having to go home with that broad. It's like, imagine having to literally talk to her. Like,
I'd
in
be
a normal
fucking
conversation.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. Kamala's
stab my ears out.
Isn't he like a woman beater or something?
Yes. And he banged the nanny and made her get an abortion.
Yep. Yeah.
And he slapped this lady. They were in a valet line, and he thought that she was flirting with the valet, and he backhanded her.
Yeah.
And there's actual...
Hard.
How come this isn't pretty
up? Fucking good.
And the funny thing is that they did that. He's the what's that called? The
new,
the epitome of
the
masculinity.
New, yeah, the new masculinity.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Well, he's beating Kamala, for sure.
I don't think it's the other way around. Well, I think she's a dude.
I kind of do, too.
I really do.
She
I
did look good
got
back
kids
in the day.
Of her own.
She did look good back in the day.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any difference. I mean, come on.
Well, dude, she's probably aborted so many babies that she can't have
but
them
all. Those male to female trannies look good when they're young, and then they
lose
it when they get older.
I mean... Imagine just being like, I mean, your normal thing is to want to procreate with someone.
Right.
You would know what I mean? Like, why don't you have any kids of your own? Which is weird. Like, I don't know.
She was
busy
sucking her way to the top.
Right, right. Well, she was a career woman, and her shit was more important, you know.
Feminism,
life passed her by.
Yeah, you got to be a boss bitch,
Wait,
right?
So, yeah, the kid
her
she has, that's
ran
her stepchild?
Out on the,
what's that?
That's
her stepchild?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Doug Emhoff's from another marriage.
Her. They,
what a fucking...
Saying,
yeah, she's a looker.
Yeah, saying that she's the most beautiful this and that. And it's like, hey, you know what? If that's what you want to, if that's what you want to promote as the American family is a guy that's been divorced and a woman beater and this and that, and then this lady that doesn't have any children of her own telling us to do with our what to do with our children.
Right.
That's like listening to Oprah.
I'm telling you to kill
them. I don't think
them.
She could. I don't even think she could. Obviously, she couldn't fucking balance a checkbook because she had to get with Willie Brown.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the funny thing is what's the oldest profession?
Prostitution.
Yeah, exactly. Just
and
like
and every position she's had was given to her by a man up the ladder. Like, she didn't even really prosecute cases or do much.
Yeah,
she just kept getting promotion after promotion.
But you know what, though? That's the thing, though. It's like, you would, it's like, think about that. Like, you will degrade yourself that much.
Well,
your morals are nil.
Yeah. She knew
you
how to use
I mean?
What
like,
God
I
gave her.
I want this job, so I am going to just let this old man, Willie Brown, 60 years old, do whatever he wants to me.
It's horrible.
And take me around. The video is the best when they're at the club, and they're like, oh, is this your, are you his daughter?
Right.
And she's like, no. It's like, okay. I mean, so we have video of her at the beginning of her career. And like you said, the attorney general.
Yeah. She, and there, I mean, oh, and just to say, there are a lot of badass women out there.
Oh, there are. Don't get me wrong.
That work
yeah.
their way up
the
ladder. The
bare-knuckle fighting
way.
Chicks, man. Oh, yeah. man.
Well, not even the women that, you know, worked their way up
the
ladder. The
ones that actually did it.
But here's the deal. Exactly. Let's think about Weinstein.
Yeah, well.
Because you know what I mean? The ones like, that actually did do it, like you said earlier, they got to be twice as fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, people see right through
well, like
Hillary
Trump,
and all
Trump's
that shit.
Attorney,
that's why
what's her name? Abba?
Oh, yeah. Helena Abba.
Yeah. Oh, she's great, dude. She's great.
And hot.
But
that helps, too.
She's
good
looking.
That's just how it is, man. It's not like, and it's not like we're superior to women. We're just built differently. That's just proven, even though these people are trying to tell us that we're the same. You know, men can have babies. Men can have period. It's like, what are you talking about? This really sounds like something that we came up with when we were stoned in the basement.
Anal babies.
You know what I mean? Like, let's make the... And the funny thing is, this already ran through in Germany.
Right,
we
right,
own, this
right.
This is how things started before.
The same fucking
yeah.
playbook, man. And look what happened.
Yeah, bad things
started.
You know
what I mean? Like, we talked about the first transgender clinic that was in, what do you call it?
And talk about, they're as liberal as you could possibly imagine in Europe, man. When I used to go there, it used to freak me out. I'd be like, these people are...
Yeah. Oh, even the French. Like, they'd crazy. Be married, but the man and the woman would have a... You know,
whatever they want.
Side piece. Oh, well, yeah, it's like an open relationship. They just don't tell each other about it type of
so
stuff.
So the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. It'd be a century old if it hadn't fallen victim to Nazi ideology. So here we go now. There right there is a huge misnomer that the Nazis ideology...
Killed
but the
that.
Times right now
yeah.
are more well, they were, in tune with this clinic yeah. than what's the right thing to do. This is
well, they were more nationalist, and they were like, "All right, this is more communist,
well,
socialism
they were the tiny
type
hat
shit."
Club, first of all,
yeah.
These guys,
well, yeah.
were, these guys were fucking. What do you call it? So,
yeah, which
what
is
do you call it?
Yeah, which is messed up, man.
Because I mean, basically, they the cover of darkness to do things. The infamous paragraph 175, German criminal code, made homosexuality illegal.
Huh.
Okay. So they definitely had to go underground, and then.
Well, it was illegal in England until 1967.
Yeah.
You get jail time. I
well,
mean,
and that's yeah, another yeah. thing, too. It's like, this shit is less than 1% of the population. Yeah. And
right.
it's fucking, it's totally indoctrinated
so in your
everybody
face.
To it.
Dude,
you know?
What was it, I forget what country in Africa, where the two gay guys, or one was a transgender, and they locked them up, like, when one of you gets pregnant, we'll let you out.
Mm, nice.
I mean, that's, you know, if you're going to go...
Like,
listen,
hey,
man, the
if
problem
you can have
is,
babies, let's see it.
It's, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is like the one the guy asked, what's a woman? You know, and they can't come
they
up
can't
with
answer.
The answer.
Yeah.
But here we go, okay, so listen, everything is fake around us, okay? Everything's made up, but we do understand human genome. X and Y chromosomes,
mm-hmm.
how this interacts with this, this is what happens,
yeah.
all this other stuff. So with that science, I trust that to some extent. But they're trying to tell us now that what the science is all bad, but once again,
yeah,
trust the
two.
Science for this and trust the science for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, we're going to pick and choose and cherry pick what we want that you should believe in. This mask you're wearing is going to be fine for, even though it
yeah.
says on the box. It's
trust
not.
This science.
You know
so,
what I mean?
Yeah, we're, yeah, so we're at some weird bar in fucking some weird country playing some gig, and the bathroom didn't say men or women. One had the X and the Y,
yeah,
and I kept going in the wrong one because I didn't fucking even know what that meant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just a dumb guy in a rock band, really drunk and fucked up, traveling around.
Well, younger
I'm supposed
too.
To know science now? Yeah, yeah. And, you know.
It's like, hey, I come from
I figured it out that night, though, what it meant.
It's like, I come from the American education system.
Exactly. I got it explained to me that night. And
that
then I
funny.
Said, wow, man.
Oh, basically just always boils down to the fucking
yeah.
tiny
but,
hat
But, I
club.
Mean, yeah. Well, that's the same.
You know,
I'm
seriously, when you think about it, I mean, I can read off... biggest donors right now, and it's 15 of them, you know. We can talk
well, yeah,
about FEMA.
We know
FEMA's
that.
All run
yeah.
by fucking all this shit. So.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
They're
and,
all...
You know, I want to go back in history to see exactly when it started being the majority as the Little Hat Club running everything.
Well...
Pretty far
I mean,
back.
Well, that's what, but I want to see, like, even the positions in office, though. Because when did AIPAC start? Like, actually donating to our politicians.
Well, oh, shit.
I don't know.
I know that.
Because I know JFK
know.
Wanted well, to get rid of it, didn't he?
Well, he wanted to make do FARA, so he wanted to register them as foreign agents.
Well, yeah, but they, so they were still
which
doing
they
it back
should
then.
Have,
oh,
right?
yeah, no, they were completely doing it.
Yeah.
They say Netanyahu's gone on shows saying that they've owned everybody till back then. I mean, Woodrow Wilson was the one who signed into the Federal Reserve. Jekyll Island.
Yeah.
So Jekyll Island was the big...
So that had to be yeah,
the
start
Titanic.
Of it. The Federal Reserve.
You know what
so
I mean?
Been
like,
going
the Titanic's
quite,
are fucking...
Quite
basically,
time,
yeah, that's
man.
When they got their foot in the door.
Yeah, so, I mean, it goes
this
back
plan
way,
isn't,
way far.
This isn't 5 or 10 years
oh,
old.
Oh, no, this
no,
is the long plan.
Uh-uh.
But
here's
dude,
the deal,
these
though.
Motherfuckers are smart. They are
well,
fucking smart.
God
is,
wins, though.
The thing is, okay, think about this. Isn't it, when you really put fucking numbers... together, 2% of the population controls 350 million people. Literally.
Yeah.
In this country.
It's pretty
well,
crazy.
I'm just saying, and yeah, in this country, yes, obviously, because there's billions of 8 billion, 9 billion people in the world,
mm-hmm.
but they still, Mexico.
It's going to start to be.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Putin, to some extent, like, you know, we could go into that in another day. But Zelensky, all these fucking people, Zelensky, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then they just, you know, also these people, they claim mining rights. They claim all this other shit, so they have influence. There's every, you know what, listen, it all comes down to, like we said, money over morals. People do not care about human life. It's really sad that it's come to this point.
It's disturbing.
That you would, just real disturbing. You would sell your everybody out for a couple shekels.
Yeah, and speaking of disturbing and shekels, Tom and Disturbed, Tom was real mad that I forgot to do the ad last week.
Oh yeah, right?
So I got to mention Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services for all your needs.
Oh, you dropped that one on me quick.
Yeah. And they don't ask how old you are.
You can do the jingle. Are we at the time?
If something's wrong with your dog, Tom will know what's wrong.
There you go.
Call Tom's Free Clinic.
Larry. Are we done now?
We could be. I got to take a piss.
What time is it? Or how long?
We're at 104.
Okay, here. I want to read this before you go.
Okay.
So, this is from Isaiah 41:15.
Okay.
Right? I believe in God, but this is something that somebody sent me because I was talking to him. Fear not, for I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
Mm-hmm.
I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't care what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I'm a God-fearing man.
That's why you shouldn't be afraid of any of this bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's all, like you said earlier, it's all a psyop anyway,
it
man.
It always is, man.
But that's the beauty of it. God gave us free will, free choice.
But he doesn't want you to be a pussy and be afraid either.
Well, no. But,
you know,
but
when Jesus needed to flip a fucking table, he did it.
When you get, pushed away from the flock by ideology that's meant to push you away, you lose your way. You know what the problem is? And one of the, if you have faith in something, rather not than yourself or some pop star or football player or a baseball player, that's how they just, grown men wearing jerseys and fighting over sports.
Over some person that doesn't give a fuck about
it's
you.
Like, yeah, yeah, no, they're sitting there laughing. Yeah, they just take your fucking shekels and they fucking laugh at us fighting.
Yep.
That's why with the political thing, it's like people getting in fights and friends and family, and it's like these people that you're fighting about don't give a fuck about you, man. Yeah. Why are you getting this into it? Well, you know, really, think about that.
Well, it's why are you getting into it? Because
people are indoctrinated to do it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we're force-fed all of this bullshit. If you could fucking walk your way through the mire and you could see where the truth is, then that'll set you free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once you start getting into a social construct about DEI and tranny shit and pride and all this stuff that is meant to make you angry. They want you to be
angry. Once they learn how to monetize it.
Well, they're trying to...
They're pit against each other.
They know how to monetize it through the media, and it makes more money for them if everything's a big crisis, man, you know?
Salacious shit sells.
Mm-hmm, that's
it. You know what I mean? Like dirty laundry. The fucking...
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. It's always the same shit, and it's going to be the same shit until everybody says, fuck this, I'm not watching TV anymore. You know what I mean?
I didn't for many, many years. I stopped watching TV in 1985, and then in 2006, I got married, and then like for the first year, my wife went along with it, and then she's like, "All right, what the fuck's going on? We need a TV." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I thought this was great." She's a complete TV. She is a TV.
Well, it's one of those things, though. It's like, but otherwise, you're blind to everything that's going on, too. You know.
Well, they're gonna tell you what they think you want to hear.
100%.
That's it. You don't get to pick and choose.
But the thing is, it's
like an algorithm.
But it's just like in life. You work hard, you achieve things. So if you work hard and actually research and look into what they're telling you, you learn.
Think for yourself.
Just like needles being able to grow, and you know, like I've been, you know, you got to admit you're wrong when you're wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
But there's no shame in that.
When you admit you're wrong, you have to do the research on it.
But
you have to find out why you're wrong.
You also grow as a person and learn something and become smarter.
Well, yeah, that's why you do the research.
And give me $20 every time you're wrong.
So then when somebody says something stupid, you could rebuttal
with
them and you can have a conversation.
Well, you can just educate them. You know, don't put the person down, just educate them.
It's how you say it, not what you say.
It's all about educating somebody else.
And thanks for tuning in to Larry and Needles Show. We're going to play our really professional outro music. This is going to be our debut thing on Rumble. For those of you that are listening, our listeners, if you want to see
what we look like. Ooh, is this our new song?
No, man. It's going to Rumble.
Oh, I thought it was our new song. What's that, Aaron? Or what's the song called?
Oh, Ellen?
No.
No, it's... It's...
What's her name? Heather?
No.
It starts with an E, I thought.
It's E, and it's...
Erica.
There you go. Good job.
You guys will soon find out.
Very, very German name. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Love you. Peace.
Peace.